Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I am super excited to present to you the executive producer, founder of the Woodstock Film Festival, Miera Blaustein. Good morning, Miera. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. So nice to hear your voice. I'm good. Festival is almost here.
Super excited. October 15th through the 19th is the Woodstock Film Festival, the 26th Woodstock Film Festival. And I'm super excited. I love when our area lights up with lots of people who love the arts and love and appreciate everything that goes into making a film, which is a whole lot. And, well, you celebrate that quite frequently. And what are your highlights this year for the Woodstock Film Festival?
Oh, my goodness, Rick. The whole festival is a highlight.
Mm.
There are, I think, more than 160 films this year, which is crazy.
Wow.
It's the highest number ever that we had at the festival. And this is our 26th year of doing it, like you said. But there's everything. There's incredible feature narratives from all over the world. There are incredible feature documentaries, again, from all over the world. Lots and lots of shorts, from animation to short docs to short narratives. Live music in different places. Lots of parties. Great panels. I mean, it's just... It's really, truly chock full of excitement. Definitely high art, but high art that speaks to everyone.
Yeah.
And lots of filmmakers coming from everywhere.
Yeah, one of the most exciting parts about going to the Woodstock Film Festival, you see some amazing films that a lot of the times do get picked up and have theatrical releases, but a lot of times you don't get to see them anywhere else but at a film festival, and they're amazing pieces of work. And, well, there are so many this year that are in the film festival. And, well, how long does it take you to curate all these films?
Well, it's basically a year. It's the last 6 months are definitely the most intensive, but it basically starts as soon as the festival is over. We start thinking about the next festival and start looking at films, and we open submissions almost right away. You get thousands and thousands of submissions, so it takes a long time to watch everything and evaluate, deliberate, think, and also scout for films all over all over the country and the world. So it's a long time.
Yeah, well, one of the most exciting things after the film has been chosen and, well, gets to be entered into the Woodstock Film Festival, you then contact the directors or producers, and they come and do a Q&A. A lot of time the actors are there as well, and it is so charming and so informative to get into their brains behind sometimes the symbolism or the camera work that went into it, or the lighting or the color. And that, to me, is the most incredible part of the film festival, that these folks are so accessible and so willing to talk about their work. It's infectious.
Yes, it's not just that they're just willing. They want to meet the audience and talk with the audience. It's a very friendly and casual film festival. It's open to everyone, and the filmmakers come so they can dialogue with the audience. Let me just tell you about just a couple of things, because I'm kind of sometimes in awe of the effort that people make in order to come and be at the festival so they can interact with the audience. So we're showing, for instance, this film called The Plague. It's a really beautiful feature narrative. It's really about bullying a kid, but it's a water polo team, and there's this whole bullying in our thing going on there, and the director is coming from Australia.
Wow.
To at the festival, so he can be there at the Q&A and talk to the audience. You know, so when you hear something like that, I mean, that's, by the way, just one little story.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them. There's a short animation, animation film. In one, we have two short animation blocks, each and every, the Friday Night Tunes and the Saturday Night Tunes. They're both really fantastic.
Wow.
And one of the shorts, really great films, the animator is flying himself from London to come to the festival for he's going to be here just for 2 days.
Wow.
So he can be there for the Q&A and talk to the audience. I mean, when you hear things like that, I think, don't you want to be there?
I do, yeah, and, without a doubt.
It really touches my heart,
yeah.
And I want people to experience this because the passion behind making each and every of the films at the festival is so, used before the word infectious, but it just like spills all over. And I think that I just really want people to experience that and meet those incredible filmmakers. And for that, you have
Yeah.
You have to come.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. The feeling is magnetic. It's infectious, as I mentioned, and it's spirited. Everything is exciting. And there's so many different locations. There are so many amazing features, narratives, shorts, and panels. And the panels are super, super informative and cool. And there are some heavy hitters that are chatting about making film and everything that goes into it, which always is super incredible.
Yes, we actually have 9 different panels this year, which is probably the most we've ever had. And they span the gamut. We have, we have a conversation with Mariska Hargitay, who everybody knows from Law and Order. She made a film about her mother, Jane Mansfield, My Mom Jane. So she's going to be in conversation at the festival. That panel is sold out. But we have a wonderful panel with film composer legend David Amram, who's going to turn 95 in November.
Wow.
He's going to talk with Barbara Koppel, who is a 2-time Academy Award-winning filmmaker, about film scoring. He's going to play live music. He's an incredible musician, and so clips from his film and talk about his whole film scoring process. I think it's going to be really, really interesting. And another thing that's completely different but also incredibly interesting is we're working with ESPN Films this year, and they have a whole department just for sports films, and it's called 30 for 30. And we are doing a compilation of clips from the various sports films that they have done throughout the years, and the filmmakers of those films will be there to talk about it. So it's going to be clips and conversation about the evolution of the sports film, which these days are very, very popular. So, and that's going to be followed, by the way, by a party. So that's going to be really great. And
sorry to interrupt, but I have to know about the Wednesday 7:30 screening and music of Honky Tonking in Kingston. It's at the Assembly in Kingston, Wednesday the 15th at 7:30. It's the world premiere of Honky Tonk Wednesdays, which features a whole bunch of my friends, which is super cool. So tell the folks about that.
It's going to be such a fun night. Can I just tell you that night, Wednesday, we're going to have two live music events. So I'll tell you about both.
Yes, please.
First of all, at Assembly in Kingston, we're showing two films. We're showing Honky Tonk Wednesday, which is all about, well, Honky Tonk Wednesdays in Kingston. Very, very popular evening once a week there. And also we're showing a world premiere of the film Opryland, which celebrates the 100 years anniversary of Opryland. And that event is going to be coupled by live music and DJ also and dancing, honky-tonk dancing.
We love that.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. Tickets are still available for that, so it's going to be one of the funnest evenings at the festival.
And something awesome is going on at Colony in Woodstock.
Exactly, Rick, exactly. So at the same time, at the Colony in Woodstock, we're showing the world premiere of the film A Break in the Rain, which was actually shot in the Hudson Valley. It's a beautiful film. About a down and not a down and out, but a man who has been through a very hard time, and he meets this musician. He starts giving her. She hires him as her driver, and then they start playing music together. And so we saw in the film, and then that will be followed by a live performance of the band, including the lead, who is also in the film, playing the original songs that band wrote and performed for the film. So it's going to be so much fun.
Wow.
And that's at the same time at the Colony on Wednesday. So, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, that is one of the... One of the trickiest things about the Woodstock Film Festival is getting over FOMO and the fear of missing out and deciding this is where I'm going and I'm going to love every minute. But you have to kind of do that because going on.
Exactly. You're not going to not do any of it. No, just stick with it. You're not going to. Any decision is going to be a good decision.
Yeah, and if you find a program that is sold out, you're encouraged to at least get on the standby list. And a lot of times, 9 out of 10, they let you in because there's enough room. So just be patient and go to what you want to see. And if it's sold out, do the standby and you'll probably get in.
Yes, there's no guarantee, but we do hold tickets for things like that, for all events, so that we're just asking people to show up at least 30 minutes before start time and patiently get in line for the standby line, and we will do everything we can to try and get everybody in.
Mm.
So don't get discouraged when you see something is sold out. However, Rick, there are so many events and films at the festival. And so many of them are very far from being sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Be bold. Try to go to some of the things that you don't know anything about, but they sound interesting to you or read interesting to you. Because I tell you that much, everything is good. We're not program anything that's not good. It's all good. So you can't lose.
That's one of the most exciting things about a film festival and the Woodstock Film Festival. I do that quite frequently. I'll either watch a program of shorts, which I know nothing about, and enjoy every minute, or I'll go see a feature film, which I've never known anything about except for the synopsis in the Woodstock Film Festival guide. And I take the chance, and I'm never let down. I'm usually blown away and feel like I experienced something really special. So thank you, Miera Blaustein, for everything you do for the Woodstock Film Festival, and congratulations on your 26th anniversary, and may it be the best yet.
Thank you. Just go to woodstockfilmfestival.org. That's where everything is at. And, look at all the offerings, make your choices. And I look forward to seeing you at the movies.
Well, I look forward to being at the movies, and I look forward to seeing all of the KZ listeners, as you just said, at the movies. Thank you, Miera, and I look forward to talking to you and seeing you at the Woodstock Film Festival, which, again, everyone is accessible, so it's a great event. And thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE, the Woodstock Film Festival, October 15th through the 19th, woodstockfilmfestival.org for more info.